The first poem is called Prayer to the Good Poet. You might call this poem an Ars Poetica. Occasionally, I know that many of you have written poems, and occasionally one reflects on the very nature of poetry itself, tries to figure out what has meant something to him in his life and in poetry and in life, and how poetry and life might sometimes become one. At a particular time, I heard that my father in Ohio was terribly ill. And he's quite old now. He's still very strong. He's a good man. And I was thinking about him, and I was also thinking about what I cared about in my own life. And I've cared about a lot of things in Ohio. I also cared about a certain poet, Horace. I care very much about Horace. When I was a boy in high school in Martins Ferry, Ohio, I started to read Horace. I read him further and more thoroughly when I was in college. Horace is pretty far away from the ideals, the ideal poets of people at the moment. That's all right. I love him. He'll last, I think. Maybe. For the next 2 weeks or so. Prayer to the Good Poet. Quintus Horatius Flaccus, my good secret. Now my father, a good man in Ohio, lies alone in pain, and I scarcely know where to turn now. 50 years he worked in that bitter factory. He learned how to love what I found so ugly. Ugliness. What is it? A bitter taste of one body. Now, if I ask anything, I would ask you how to gather my father to your bosom. He knew, after all, how to love Italians. Others said Dagos. One good friend of mine, Benny Capoletti, told me how in a basketball game, one person called him a dirty guinea. And Benny did not even slug him. Quintus Horatius Flaccus, my good secret. Benny Capoletti had the fastest hands in that fast Ohio Valley. He could have killed him. More than love. My father knew how to bear love. One quick woman, a dark river of labor. He led me and my two good brothers to gather and swim there. I still love the fine beauty of his body. He could pitch a very good Sunday baseball. One afternoon, he shifted to left hand and struck out three men. Every time I go back home to Ohio, he sits down and tells me he loves Italians. How can I tell you why he loves you, Quintus Horatius? I worked once in the factory that he worked in. Now I work in the factory that you live in. Some people think poetry is easy, but you two didn't. Easy, easy, I ask you, easy, easy. Early evening by Tiber, by the Ohio. Give the gift to each lovely other. I would be happy. Now my son is another poet. Fathers, I can go on living. I was afraid once. Four loving fathers meeting together would be a cold day in hell. Quintus Horatius Flaccus, my good father, you were just the beginning, you quick and lonely metrical crystals of February. It is just snow. I don't think Horace was a Latin poet. He was an Italian, a premature Italian.